This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Charles Cox is the CFO and the head of business development for the Back Nine Network. The Back Nine Network earlier this week announcing that they had reached an agreement with DirecTV that come this September, DirecTV will be carrying the channel dedicated to the golfing lifestyle. It's a pleasure to welcome Charles Cox to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hi, Charles.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm great.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for taking the time to do this. We've talked about the Back Nine Network on the program through the years, but honestly, Charles, it's been a couple of years. So do me a favor, tell the listener what the Back Nine Network is.
Sure. The Back Nine Network is now a 24/7 cable network that revolves around golf lifestyle and entertainment programming. Basically, the concept is, you have 25 million active golfers out there. You've got another 90 million Americans who have played the game before, and you've got another 20 million who aspire to play the game one day. So that you have this large bucket of golfers, and really the only entertainment that's customized for them is live golf tournaments and live golf highlights and some instruction. We thought, you know, the founders of this network, two golf executives, Jamie Bosworth and Reed Gorman, they'd spent, you know, decades in the golf industry selling products and services to golfers, and they knew this demo extremely well. And they knew there was they looked at a number of data points out there, and they came to the conclusion that advertisers and consumers needed an alternative to the Golf Channel. And that was the premise of the network.
So there was no plan. You're not covering live golf tournaments, but you're talking about everything that surrounds the game of golf.
Exactly. Think Bravo meets E! Entertainment meets A&E with golf as a canvas. So we're talking about reality shows, docudramas, comedy, animation, really out of the ordinary studio shows, documentaries around golf, the golf lifestyle. You know, if you look at how Americans spend money in the golf space, it's $177 billion annual consumer spend here in the U.S. And really, only 1% of that revolves around the live tournaments. The other 99% revolve around courses and membership, travel, real estate, gear, fashion, and equipment. So we're going to follow the money and follow where golfers are spending their time, energy, and passions. And so that we're going to find those characters, those personalities that are outside the ropes, right? Go find that Uncle Cy that's a greenskeeper. Go highlight the cart girls that work on the course. Go highlight the teaching pros that spend countless hours working the public and private golf courses around the country. We have shows that really highlight the families, the people, the personalities behind the game, not the live tournament pros. We love them. We think that their product is top notch, but we think there's an alternative here that's going to be compelling, high rating genre content for golfers.
Talk a little bit, Charles, about the journey of the last couple of years. I mean, I became familiar with the network a couple of years ago, and there was talk then and the hopes and aspirations of the television agreement, but that took a little longer than I'm sure everybody wanted it to take. What's that journey been like?
It's been excruciating. I actually joined around 2 years ago. I was the first employment contract for the company outside the two founders, and you know, it took time. You know, the average cable network roughly takes about $100 million to start, and so part of it's just, you know, having the ability to go raise private money out in the marketplace, which takes time. With that money, you know, you have to convince media executives to join you. You have to convince, you have to spend money on programming, start building an outlet for your content. We started with a website that we launched in January 2013, which last month we passed the million monthly unique visitors mark, which is pretty special for us. We got a great online team that's been building the fastest growing audience online in golf. And you try to get your brand out there. You try to, you know, it takes several meetings with each major pay TV company, the DirecTVs, the Comcast, the Time Warner Cables, the Dishes. Those guys, you know, it takes time to earn their credibility in their eyes. And then, you know, to have that staying power takes money. So it just, it's a classic David Goliath dynamic where you're negotiating with, you know, billion-dollar companies. When you're a small, you know, entrepreneurial team with limited private funding, it's just something that's going to naturally take a long time.
We are.
And I think it, the average American doesn't get that,
yeah.
And doesn't need to get it. Yeah, you know, so.
We are talking with Charles Cox, the CFO, the head of business development for the Back Nine Network, debuting in September on DirecTV. Head of business development. Talk to me about how the golf companies and the potential advertisers have responded to this Back Nine concept.
You know, the golf endemic manufacturers, whether it's Titleist, FootJoy, Cobra Puma, TaylorMade, Adidas, they've always given us their time. You know, over the last couple of years, the vast majority of advertising dollars still follow TV. So they've always been nice and smiled and heard our concept and always been very excited about the concept. But it's been really, guys, when you get on TV, come back to us. So it's been very binary with them. They love the concept. They love the programming. They love the idea of having a second outlet by which to go get the golfer besides the Golf Channel, besides Golf Magazine, besides Golf Digest. A lot of these mediums that, you know, one could argue are kind of stale. They love the idea of a second more youth-centric network, and so, but it's just been simply we've had to cross that television milestone first. And if you look at the dynamics, what's funny, John, is people like to talk about folks, you know, consuming video online, but it's still a 40-to-1 ratio of the average American watching live TV versus online video, and so that the vast majority, by far, the vast majority of viewership is still on TV. So advertisers and companies want you to be on TV in order to be able to spend that money with you.
This might be an unfair question for you, Charles, but there's golf news being made this week. Tiger Woods coming back, Michelle Wee at the U.S. Open. I'm trying to help the listener understand a little bit. If again, this may be an unfair question, I apologize. If the network were on the air right now, how would it be dealing with those two stories?
You know, those are, you know, the Michelle Wee and the Tiger Woods, those personalities on their respective tours, you know, top three personality, Tiger being number one and Michelle Wee being one of the more recognizable names on the women's tour. We're not going to ignore the compelling tour players. What we'd like to, what we don't want to do is get into the game of competing against ESPN and Golf Channel on highlights, right? You know, mm-hmm. That's not our bread and butter. We would try to, you know, the interviews that we would have with them, we dive into more of their everyday life. We try to find their, you know, dive into their personalities, try to market them in a more compelling way than just birdies and bogeys. So we probably wouldn't. We'd obviously address those issues because we want our channel to be kind of a one-stop shop for golfers. You know, you give them a little bit of everything. You give them, you know, you don't focus on live tournaments, but you give them enough there where they have the information they need to be, you know, to stay relevant on what's going on the live tours. But it would be more peripheral. It wouldn't be obsessing over Tiger coming back to the live tour. It would, you know, we'd celebrate that, but we wouldn't focus on it. Really, our bread and butter will be prime time. Our shows during prime time that we'll try to get, you know, the middle class golfer to watch, because it's not about live golf. It's about compelling personalities and characters that are meaningful to people, regardless of your interest in golf.
Last question before I let you go. It strikes me as I haven't been that close to this topic, but I know that you guys have been working on this for a few years and have some things in the pipeline. But all of a sudden, when someone like DirecTV says yes, and they say yes for September, and it's June, I envision a lot of work between now and September.
Yeah, it's not. We're not going to be. You know, we won't be playing much golf, unfortunately. But you know, we got a big push. You know, we're putting the finishing touches on our TV production facility in downtown Hartford. We are ramping up with staffing on the production programming side, and we are, you know, finalizing our year one grid. So we've already announced our first three primetime shows: the Ahmad Rashad Show, the show called Ball Hogs, which revolves around a company in North Carolina that dives into lakes and ponds and scoops up used golf balls and sells them and gets into all kinds of shenanigans, and then a show called Golf Treasures, which follows around two auctioneers that travel the world and try to look for golf paraphernalia and sell it in auctions.
We have had Bob Zafian on the program often, so I texted That's Bob great. Earlier this week to congratulate him. He's going to be a part of that Treasures show.
Exactly.
Charles, congratulations on all of this. I know it's a long time coming. Congratulations and best of luck with everything.
Thanks, Sean. Really appreciate it. Thanks for your time.